The opinions expressed in Miss 20-somethings are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Life or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Carly.
And I'm Hannah.
And welcome back to Miss 20-somethings. And today we're joined by a very special guest, Aili Yamamoto.
Hi, everyone. My name is Aili.
We're so excited to have you on the podcast here today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Well, we're honored to have you.
Of course.
We should explain the mic setup right now because it's very unconventional.
You know, modern problems cause for modern solutions.
We're women in STEM. We're all sharing one mic.
We're sharing one mic.
The other one wouldn't work and we're on a schedule.
You know what? We make do. We make do. Awesome. So we can kind of get into our very first segment, which is catch up. Have you guys been doing these past few days?
I've been good.
Really?
I've been great working, I would say.
She's employed.
I'm employed. Employment is a big thing. I've been enjoying my hobbies. I'm going to get a bit busier starting now, so I'm happy to be spending the day with my gals.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay, that's awesome. How's your week in, Hannah? We don't see you that often in
the flesh.
No one
has seen me in eons. Actually, I saw you guys on Monday, but like...
That is true. Monday feels so long
to me. I know. I've been busy internship. I like eat, breathe, and sleep internship right now.
That's the way to do it, I think.
Yeah. And also like commuting. And I just don't have a social life right now, but next month will be my month, guys.
Yeah.
It'll be my month. Woo, I promise.
Woo. Yeah. I've been chilling, just going to work, going to internship, going back to work.
Okay, boring gals.
My life is not that exciting right now, but Aili and I live super close together, so we hang out like
often. Yeah, we've been hanging.
I went to, Aili is a wonderful, beautiful server at a wonderful, beautiful restaurant, so I went with our friend Emma last Sunday
to Aili's restaurant.
Emma mentioned, and Aili took very good care of us, so.
I did my customer service voice.
It was very good. I felt really taken.
Hi, what can I get for you?
So cute.
Oof, my shutter.
Very cute. Time for everyone's favorite segment. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, so let's go around in a circle and tell what our favorite songs or albums.
Yes.
Anything of interest? Music?
There's a certain group I enjoy with certain individuals from certain countries. And they recently had a concert last night, actually. And so I've been enjoying some clips from that group of individuals. On the less nerdy side, I have been enjoying Brandi Carlile lately. There's this podcast called Song Exploder. Like, artists unpack their songs. And I listened to her episode of this song called You and Me on the Rock about her wife and how much she loves her wife. Mm. And I'm a big fan of the genre of song that's like, I love my wife genre. And she just deconstructs it so beautifully. And the song is really good. And I'm becoming a Brandi Carlile fan from it. So that's like my recommendation right now, I would say.
She has a song with Noah Kahan, I think.
Yeah.
I forget.
She's awesome.
She's like making her way around the folk scene.
Mm-hmm.
She's great.
Very
She's
good. Wonderful. Very good. What about you, Carly?
Yeah, so I like to look at my day list for kind of the songs that I'm kind of thinking of for today.
I have been violated by the day list titles.
Do you guys want to expose your day list
titles?
I will
expose
right now?
My day list. Pastel Rhythm Saturday Morning.
I'm into that.
It's because I listen to Breakup and Hippie on Saturday mornings, allegedly.
Oh, cute.
And it's all like Japanese idol music.
The algorithm does not
lie. Which is pretty much all I really listen to, which is embarrassing. But Pastel Rhythm Saturday.
Gorgeous.
How about you guys?
Your turn, Hannah.
My day list is Stealth Freaky Saturday Morning. You listen to Intimate and Peaceful on Saturday morning.
Hold on, where's the freaky come in?
Well, Right My Wrongs, Bryson Tiller, Playing Games, Summer Walker.
Okay.
There you go.
I like the idea of stealth freaky. It's like no one knows you're a freak.
You're like a secret freak.
Secret freak.
Secret freak.
It's my secret side.
Carly, what's yours?
Mine is Healing Art Deco Saturday morning.
Oh, she's healing.
That's my day list. And also, Hannah and I, we've been doing a Song of the Day playlist.
That's
where we
so
choose
cool.
One song for every single day of 2024. Mm-hmm. We are the most consistent, I have to say, out of all of our friends.
We are.
We're just like real playlist heads. Like,
we
just enjoy
it. We pick a song and we keep it in and then we can change it if we change our mood.
But once it hits midnight, you are locked in.
Oh, I love that. It's like, you guys love doing little games.
It's our game. We love.
You love to play.
We love to play.
Speaking of play, Eileen and I, we have been really big New York Times games fans.
Yes. I've been a mini head for years now, but I don't know how Carly does it. Carly does the Wordle, and that just, like, doesn't click with me. It doesn't make sense.
I love Wordle.
And Carly does, like, 18 Wordles in one.
32 Wordles
in
one.
Sorry, my bad. 32 Wordles in one, and it's insane.
It's called Duo Trigirdle, and it's really fun, but as soon as I use up, like, my free spaces, I'd stop, like, because it's too embarrassing anymore.
It's too embarrassing.
And, yeah, I can't do connections at all. Like, I'm deeply, deeply bad.
We're both kind of bad at that, I think.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we wanted to talk about the new Ariana Grande album, because we both enjoy her music.
Mm-hmm.
So Ariana Grande came out with a new album, Eternal Sunshine, and I would like to know your thoughts.
Wait, as someone who has not listened to the new album, can I get a sense of the overall vibe? Mm-hmm. Is it similar to her other albums? Because I have been an enjoyer of Ariana Grande music. I think she has some great bangers. But what's, like, the concept of this new album? What's the vibe?
Do you know Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yes.
So it's based on that as a concept. One, it's more of a thematic.
Whenever I listen to an album for the first time, I always listen to it.
Because they put it in that order for a reason, mm-hmm, right? Yeah.
Didn't, like, Adele make a big deal about that on Spotify, where, like, the shuffle button was taken away on Spotify?
Yeah, I actually remember that.
Because she was like, you need to only listen to it in order.
Yeah.
Which, like, I get, but you... To go as far as maybe to, like, remove the shuffle
feature
on Spotify is kind of funny to me. But I do think when it's a first listen, especially for an album, you kind of need to listen to it in order.
Mm-hmm. And there's, like, interludes and intros for this album.
Oh, I like that.
So it makes sense to, like, listen to
it. Is it, like, love songs mostly?
She went through, like, a divorce. And, like, she stole...
I'm aware.
But, like, she had this whole scandal around her relationship, and it's sort of talking about the healing of it.
Interesting.
Which is... It's good, because, like, she's talking about, like, getting over it, and then,
true.
Like...
True, she has been getting a lot of hate recently as well.
And it's very unfortunate, because she did... Like, she's been through a lot of really bad public relationships.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's good. I'd give it, like, a 9 or 8 out of 10.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I have to listen. Is it, like, classic, like, lowercase letters? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I thought she would go away from, like, the R&B sound, but she's still kind of with a little bit of pop. But, like, it's still kind of there.
Oh,
and
I
really enjoy it.
Yeah, she's really owning it on this album, which I respect and appreciate. When Yes And, like, the leading single came out, I didn't really understand it at the time. Like, I was like, oh, like, song.
Like, improv.
Yeah, but I think it makes a lot more sense within the context of the greater album, even though, like, it as a song is kind of very tonally different from a lot of the other ones that are on here, because those ones are a lot about dealing with, like, heartbreak and grief and, like, the loss of, like, your loved one and, like, your relationship. Mm-hmm. And then Yes And is kind of like a why are you speaking on my name kind of
song. Right.
And I do think it tells a story, like, in order, kind of like how the movie where, I don't want to spoil the movie, but, like, it tells, like, a story linearly, like, when you listen to it.
Which
so it makes
fun
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I do enjoy a concept album, and I think having, like, that further context in the movie before or even just after listening to that album is, like, a very fun way to engage with media.
Oh, so I love that. You guys have convinced me to listen. Yeah. I'm gonna listen.
We'll love to hear your thoughts.
Yes. Maybe that will be, one of those songs will be on our song of the day.
It was on mine yesterday.
This is huge.
Lovely.
Mine was Don't Wanna Break Up Again. I don't have one for today yet, though.
No, you have to, we'll see how the vibes are today.
See what the vibes are.
See what the vibes are. Yeah. So kind of moving on to our larger topic of this week.
Of course.
We wanted to talk about making friends. Like, it's obviously also going into university during the pandemic was obviously very difficult for everyone, and I feel like
even just at this age,
and especially, like, at this age,
it's hard to make friends with as an adult.
It's extremely hard. So all of, like, these different things that are kind of, like, going against you, but still being able to, like, put yourself out there and meet other people and be vulnerable enough for them to like you and want to be your friend, I think that's something that should not go unheard of.
I feel like friendship and, like, making friends and losing friends is such a topic that you see a lot in, like, high school dramas or, like, kind of youth-oriented media or stories, but it really is, like, still relevant. Like, it's not like you stop making friends or having friend issues as an adult. So it is nice to talk about it in the context of, like, I'm actually not a teenager anymore and I have more control of my emotions, and this is what's still difficult about it.
Also, like, when you're in high school, it's easier to make friends because you're around a certain group of people. But once you go to university, you don't see the same people every day. Or even just, like, after graduating, I think that's a whole new hurdle to tackle because you're not going to be surrounded by a consistent group of people unless you're in the workforce. And it's, like, you have to be creative in ways of finding friends and be a lot more open to it.
And also, I feel like, especially where we are now as, like, fourth year university students, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I think a lot more about, like, am I gonna make any effort to, like, see this person past graduation? Mm-hmm. Like, is this even worth it? Like, which is sort of a nihilistic thing, 'cause it's like, you should just enjoy the connections you make, but it's hard not to think about that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, because it does take a lot more energy once you're working, like, long hours of the day to make time.
Plans, yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you just have to appreciate the people around you a lot more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone's so different, too. Like, not a lot of people enjoy, like, you know, working a 9-to-5 and then immediately going up and meeting with your friends at, like, a bar and, like, at 7. Like,
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, like, sometimes you just need to, like, sleep. Like, personally, I do enjoy, like, the
5 to 9 after the 9.
I do like the 5 to 9 after 9 to 5. I, once I'm out, I like to keep going. And I, like, personally find that I unwind best when I'm hanging out with my friends and stuff. Yeah. But that's not everybody's experience. And I think, especially being adult and being at this stage in our life, about to graduate, the best way to, like, maintain your friendships and also understand that people are going to be coming at it from different angles and having, like, the patience and stuff with your friends to be able to understand that everyone's going to be going about it at a different way. And if you
patience is a really good word.
Yeah, and if you guys really are friends, then, like, that's not going to be, like, a big deal at
all. Exactly, right.
You guys wanted to share your story about how you guys met.
I have a funny story. It's not really even funny. I just think it's, like, a fun story because Carly and I, obviously, were very close. Hannah, you and I were just kind of more recently connected, which I've always been happy about.
Yay.
I love meeting you.
Okay. That's so cute. So Carly, actually, I don't know if you know this, but you were the first person from, like, RTA who ever followed me on Instagram.
Really?
Oh. So in first year, like, there was, like, a Facebook group.
Yes.
Where you would, like, put your name in your Instagram and be like, I'm coming into RTA. Oh my God. And I remember I, like, made one of those posts because everybody was. And I was like, I'm moving from the US. Like, I don't know anybody, like, starting completely fresh, I need to, like, meet people. And the first person who followed me from that Facebook post was Carly Rogers. Oh, and I remember looking and being like, OMG, like, who is this? And then the next year of school, I heard about you from people, like, and I kind of knew about you, but I was like, we didn't, like, have many, like, we didn't chat, whatever. And then we met in third year. It took us 2 years to meet. And then we were in children's programming, this class. And I saw Carly and I was like, I have for so long wanted to be friends with this person.
That's so nice.
And so I remember I literally came up to you and I said, hey, I want to be your friend.
And I was like, let's do it. Like, that's literally how the conversation went.
Yeah, and then here we are.
That's so funny. And I remember we had to make groups for, like, our big culminating project. And, like, I went up to you and I was like, do you want to be in my group?
I know. I was, like, such a little moment.
That's so cute.
Hannah,
that's so sweet.
First year, we worked together on a project.
We did. Media writing.
Media writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, super chill. We all, like, we did really well.
It was on
that.
Zoom.
It was on Zoom, we barely knew each other. But then it's, like, I knew that you were a good worker. And then I think from becoming friends with Carly, who was friends with you, then I got to know you a bit better, which I'm so grateful for.
Oh, my gosh.
And now we're going to be living in the same house, probably.
Roomie
reveal.
This is a roomie hard launch.
Yeah, we're... Actually, the reason why we are on a schedule today is because we're going to be looking at a house together.
Woo! We're going to be really holding hands and jumping into the next step of our lives.
Oh my God, that's so cute. I'm going to cry.
True.
Oh. From all those stories, it was just like going up to someone, and it's just simple as that. Just like putting yourself out there. I think that's the key to making friends now.
Yeah.
Especially post-pandemic, because I don't want to bring it up again, but like everyone was like in their room antisocial, and they just forgot how to communicate with each other.
You're little hermits.
And it's just that easy. Honestly, I was more social in high school with making friends. Like, I would just go up to people and just say hi and start talking to them. Which is, like,
something
I wouldn't do now because, like, it's a scary world. You don't know.
Exactly.
Especially here in
Toronto.
Strange
people who will make assumptions based on things you say to them.
Yeah.
Just hi.
I think I'm more social when we're out at the bars and I make friends in the bathroom. Because
that's a place where you're, like, supposed to make friends. Yeah. I think everyone's kind of on the same page about that, I feel like.
Like, girls being girls in the bathroom.
Yeah, I do love the bar washroom.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to make friends.
Yeah, I love girls. I love making friends with girls just on that subject.
Girlhood.
Girlhood. It's so deeply important.
Yesterday was International Women's Day, guys.
Shout out women. Happy birthday, women.
Happy birthday, women. We love women. I work yesterday. Forgot it was International Women's Day because I celebrate women every day.
Period.
Just kidding. Until I was, like, working at my restaurant. And I'm, like, seating this guy, and he like, mumbled something, and I was like, what? I leaned in, and he goes, Happy International Women's Day.
That's cute.
I was like, oh, my God. And it was this regular as
That's
well.
Really sweet.
So I've seen him a bunch, and I was like, thank you. And then the same, and here was my real International Women's Day celebration. We're on Dundas, so we often get some shifty figures coming into our store because we're right on the street. People come in and then they ask for something like money or they make something up. Like yesterday, this guy was like, you have my credit card. And I was like, no, we don't. Like, we don't. And so usually you can like deflate the situation. So they leave. But usually what happens is that they ask for something and I can't give it to them, obviously. Or like they're asking for something I can't do. Like, I can't give you back your credit card that doesn't exist that you never gave to us. And like, that's just like how it is. But yesterday the same thing happened. And he was like, I hope I see you on your way out.
Oh,
and I was
like, oh my gosh.
That was one of the more like overt ones where I was like, okay, I'm actually going to like watch out. But it was like, again, I wasn't going to leave the restaurant for like 3 hours. So I don't think he was going to be hanging out. And then later I was like, getting this bill for this woman, and she was like, you handled that really well. And then she complimented me for like 5 minutes on like how she thought I de-escalated and handled it well. It's like a skill that I had to learn how to do from working at the restaurant for 2 years, but I had learned how to handle that, and I was proud of myself for developing that skill. And then I was complimented on it, which is like a weird thing to be complimented on, like, you de-escalated this weird situation with a dangerous person. But that was my International Women's Day moment.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys have any International Women's Day
moments? Well, honestly, girl power.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you are safe.
And he was not hanging around when I left 3 hours later.
That's
so good. God bless.
She's alive. She lived through it.
She lived.
She lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, first time either.
What did I do yesterday? I went on a shoot to London.
London mentions
London,
wait, girl boss.
Carly's hometown.
Girl boss. Your girl boss just for your internship.
I was able to shadow like this reporter, and she's very, very good at what she does. She's an education reporter, and she also hosts News Network. She was like very cool, and it was really cool to just see like a girl boss in action type of thing, and it was really inspirational. And I was stuck in a car with her for 6 hours.
So
that we just, like, knew.
Sure.
Yeah, we knew a lot about each other by the end of it. But.
Wait, I love that. Yeah, seeing women successful in our field just makes me deeply,
it makes you motivated.
Happy. There's another reporter at our shared. Hannah and I did similar, an internship at the same company. And there's a sort of famous reporter that you will also probably have the opportunity to meet. Actually, you will 100% have the opportunity to meet. Who, like, legitimately changed my perspective on, like, careers in the company, like the way she talked about her role and her dedication to like journalism and truth, and I don't know, it's nice to see girl bosses.
She's very kind. I literally have not met her formally, but she will smile at me and like be
and
like, how
like
are you?
Probably one of the most important figures at that company.
Exactly.
Like, well known. Like,
and she maintains like that kindness, and I think that's really admirable.
Even to interns.
Yeah. But. So. What's your story for
What's
yesterday?
Your girl boss moment? It can be anything.
I went to internship and I went to work and that was like literally
girl boss
it.
Moment.
Did I tell you about, this is just like a random story that I think is
good.
Funny. This is just like an Eileen and I story. This literally occurred like 2 days ago. We were just talking about perfumes.
Oh my god.
We want to be like adult women with like beautiful perfumes.
No, I'll tell the truth. I was...
You don't have
thought
to.
I was higher than this. You know, it's like you think of influencers, you're like, who's even being influenced?
Yeah.
I was influenced. An influencer influenced me to go try this perfume or like smell it. Okay, also because I like have been wanting to be a little more girlish.
Yeah.
I'm also just, I'm like, I'm a grown woman, like I should have a perfume.
Yeah.
So I've been thinking about that. But this perfume called Chloe.
Eau de Perfume.
Chloe smells so gorgeous.
And I'm like, I need now. We
it's
went to
so
Shoppers.
Expensive.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we went to Shoppers with our friend and the salesperson there was amazing. Like obviously she was trying to like upsell us. us or whatever. But she was so awesome. She was so energetic, and she took the perfume out and each gave us like samples, and then she sprayed it directly on Eileen and I.
Yeah, she like pulled up my turtleneck and sprayed it, and then they smelled like Chloe.
We all smelled so beautiful the entire day.
She also was like, "Don't buy this today. We have seniors discounts on Thursdays, so come back with your mom or your grandma or something, and then you can get the 20% off." If you have any scent recommendations, though, let me know, because we're in our perfume era.
We are.
We want to smell.
Can you smell me right now?
Yeah, you smell great. What is
that?
That
is the. It is the Sol de Janeiro number 72. It's $30 and it lasts. So, like, I sprayed it on my sweater a week ago and I can still smell it.
That's beautiful. See, that's the thing about like Chloe. It's $170. I'm like, I don't have that money right now.
I know.
Graduation gift.
Graduation gift. Graduation gift.
Thank you so much for coming on, Eileen.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. I would like to come back eventually.
We will have you every episode.
every single day.
This was a great time.
So fun. It was just like chatting like normal.
You're just yapping.
Which is fun. We're yapping.
On
yapping
record. Like crazy. And this will be on
That's
the internet.
Terrifying.
Forever.
Forever.
Looking back on what I said right now.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to the second episode of Miss 20-somethings, and we're excited to see you in 2 weeks.
Yay!
Bye, everyone!
Bye-bye!
Bye!